The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband." "What you have said is true," the woman said to him. "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat," but he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could anyone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here is the saying, is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Very long gospel reading. I tell you, some 21 years ago, when we were studying the book of John, we spent half the semester studying John chapter 4, the story of this woman, and the remaining half, John chapter 1. Today is a special reading. The reading is special. Fill my cup, Lord. I want you to have this in mind. Ask the Lord to fill your cup. A jar of water, fill my cup, lift it up, lift it up. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole." So this story is very personal to me. So many talking points, but I want to single out the jar of water she left behind. The jar of water, the clay pot, the container, the bucket with which she went to fetch water from the well. I will begin with that. You know, in those days, you can imagine carrying this clay pot. Even when it is empty, it is heavy. And not just that the clay pot is heavy, it is fragile. It is more than the container she was carrying. She was carrying her story. She was carrying her broken relationships. Jesus says to her, "Go call your husband." And she says, "What? I have no husband." And Jesus says, "There you go. You've had five. The one you are with is not even your husband." So six of them. She was carrying these broken relationships she's had over the years. She was carrying the shame. Think about her isolation. Talking about her isolation, she was isolated. She went to the well at midday. Every other person, other women would go in the morning or in the evening. Think about living in Palmsdale or Death Valley, going to fetch water at midday, at noon. She was avoiding something. What was she avoiding? She was avoiding being talked about, the shame. She was avoiding, you know, having to have conversation with others. She was thinking about her past mistakes. She was thinking about her worries. Every day she carries this pain to the well alone, reminiscing, thinking about it. Every day she walks the same path. Every day she feels it again and goes back home heavy. But more importantly, it was at noon. She was alone. She was a loner. Jesus meets her at the well about noon, the scripture tells us. She was carrying a humongous shame. Think about it. We carry our own water jugs, our clay pots, our own worries, family feuds, family problems, challenges in our finances. We carry broken relationships. This is our own clay pots. We carry them. But Jesus meets her right there in the place of her isolation. This is how God works. God does not wait for perfect people. God does not wait for us to clean up our lives first before coming. He seeks us out. He knows where we are. He went to her. Now, this was a time when the Jews and the Samaritans were not in talking terms. They wanted to have nothing to do with each other. But Jesus, geographically and intentionally, went to Samaria for this woman. And not just that, the Jews and Samaritans do not talk to each other. It was an abomination for a man to speak to a woman. At that time, even more a stranger. And that's why the disciples were afraid. They were surprised their master was talking to a woman. This was a time when, you know, people were outcast for many reasons. Jesus broke every one of these boundaries. By the way, Anthony DeMello wrote a story, a joke about a girl who said to her friend, a boy, "Are you Presbyterian?" And the boy said, "We belong to another abomination." He meant to say, another what? Denomination. She was carrying this shame. She was an abomination. Jesus broke the boundaries. She carried her difficult past. And very interestingly, here comes one of the most fascinating lines in the whole story. The gospel tells us the woman left her water jar, her clay pot, after experiencing this man who said, "I am he." By the way, you know, "I am he" is the word that I am, that Moses, when he asked God during the burning bush, "Who do I say is sending me to the people?" And God said, "Tell them, I am. I am." When Jesus says, "I am he," he was saying, "I am God." What a privilege for this woman to be experiencing God. "I am he, the Messiah you've been waiting for." And that changed her story. She ran away. She left her water jar. She left all her preoccupations, all her worries, and went to the city on top of her voice, proclaiming, "Come see the one who told me all I have done." And she became an evangelist, not having been schooled, not a religious leader. She was filled, and she went to the city to evangelize others. And when the others came, I said, not just because he told us, we have heard from him, we believe he's the Messiah, the I am. The I am. You and I carry our water jugs, our water jars, the clay pots of different shapes, size, contents, The antiphon to the responsorial psalm says, "All that today you hear his word, harden not your heart." The first reading, when Moses struck the rock with his staff, water came out. Is your heart hardened? Are you thinking so much about your worries, your problems, that you're not thinking about what God can do or what God is doing? All that today you hear his word, harden not your heart. And he struck the rock and water came out. When Jesus struck the heart, the burdened heart of this woman, water came out, gushed forth. And she went proclaiming, evangelizing. I'll tell you a story. Centuries ago, I'm going to end with this story, hopefully. Centuries ago, there was this water man. I say centuries ago. They used to carry these clay pots on their shoulders, one on the right, another on the left. They would go to the stream, sometimes 1 mile, other times 2 or 3 miles, to deliver water, because there were no boreholes, there were no drinkable water. And this man had one perfect clay pot on the right and another that is cracked on the left. So you are paid by the amount of water you supply. So every day this man does this business. Sometimes the cracked pot will be on the left, other times it will be on the right. So when he got to the palace of the paramount ruler, the king, they paid him for just one clay pot of water that he brought. So one day, the cracked pot was dejected, was not happy, and said to his master, the water man, "Dispose of me. Get another one. Get a more perfect one, because you are not getting anything from me." And the water man says to the cracked pot, "Shut up. I will show you something." And they went back to the river. And while he was coming back, he said, "Look. Look to the pathways. Beautiful flowers that just sprung up. Beautiful flowers. Just like we have in California when it rains, you know." And I knew you were a cracked pot. So whenever I'm carrying you, and I planted seed along the path. So whenever I'm carrying you, you're watering the seed. And look at what it has done. Beautiful. Made the pathway beautiful to the king's palace. Left to the right. My dear friends, you may feel your burden has made you useless. You're not. You may feel the pain is so much. The sickness is overwhelming. You're not useless. The Lord is still filling you up. Even the cracked pot was useful. So I ask you, tell the Lord to fill you up. He went looking for her, searching for her. He knew where she was. The Lord knows where you are. The second reading tells us, when we were sinners, God knew about us and sent his son to die for us. He knows our incapabilities, our unworthiness, our fears. Let us at this moment raise our pot, our water jar of our heart, the clay pot, and ask the Lord to fill us up like the woman at the well. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.